Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Congratulations on 20 years.
Your 10,000 hours and over 20,000 interviews, if you do the math, is about 72 million words of devoted time on your part.
The best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
Best wishes on your 20th anniversary. Of course, you've succeeded because you have the perfect face for radio. Congratulations.
And next week, we're going to celebrate 23 years on the air. How about that, folks? 23 years that I've been managing this mayhem. Thank you for welcome back. Thank you for hanging out with me. 7 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Anna Murray, one of the smartest people we know, founder of eMedia, eMedia.com. Is that right, Anna?
eMediaWeb.com,
folks. So check that out. And Anna Murray, A.P. Murray is the name on her novel, Greedy Heart. Anna, thanks for being here. Can we talk about taking tech, unbridled tech, to the next level? Can we talk about that? And the reason and I'll give you something to start with. All Amazon, Facebook, Google, Microsoft, Twitter, all they need to be even more, to run roughshod over even more than us, more than they do, is their own currency. Think about that. Now, they have no allegiance to the Constitution. They have no allegiance to the United States of America. They're global companies, and they have their ideology is themselves. And if they had their own currency, Amazon is responsible for 50 cents of every dollar of e-commerce. So that's a major marketplace, major ecosystem. What if Amazon somehow finagled their own cryptocurrency and they allowed Facebook to use it? What would that do to the dollar? This is the direction I'm going, and maybe not in my lifetime, but in your lifetime, where these tech companies, if they're left unbridled, if we don't hold them back, where could they go? What do you think?
I think they're, you know, 75%
am I hysterical? Am I
right
being
now.
Hysterical here?
No, I mean, you know, listen, a company. Let's take Amazon, which is no doubt deserves a lot of credit for having just paved the way in e-commerce and done enormously innovative things all along the way. So, yay, Amazon, for sure. But companies historically that built the railroads, built the telephone networks, et cetera, don't just get to use that to then, you know, dominate the planet. And Amazon mm-hmm. and Google and others are already sort of their own extra governmental entities.
That's right.
If
That's
you
right.
work for Amazon, you sort of you're more and you're get your life is more controlled by your employer than possibly any other company has done in history. So, but the key thing about something a company like Amazon is on a worldwide basis, they are monopolistic.
Yes.
Not just, you know, in the United States, what we might have seen in the big companies that were broken up, excuse me, in the 20s. They are doing this worldwide. So, mm-hmm. you know, the current suit that's being brought against them in EU is that Amazon uses the data that they have through their proprietary algorithm to research companies that are, let's say, I don't know, selling a T-shirt, whatever. I'm selling T-shirts.
Mm-hmm.
And then they come into the marketplace as a T-shirt maker with all of this data and use the data to market against the first guy.
That's right.
Instead of
That's right.
Who were selling T-shirts on their platform.
That's right.
So they are playing both sides of the fence mm-hmm. to learn about the market.
That tells you that they have no interest except what's best for them. And it irritates me, or it bothers me when people act like Amazon is doing all these wonderful things for all these small businesses. Well, yes, but it comes back to the point I made about the politics. President Biden and President Harris don't need to be excited that the big tech is on their side, because all it takes is one wrong move for them to flip over, and that same power can come to bear on them. What do you think? Last thoughts.
I actually have read some articles saying that, you know, people are associating Biden with Obama for obvious reasons, but that this incoming administration, that he has always held much more critical views of tech than Barack Obama did. And I think that tech is probably thinking they're in for an easy ride when they're not. We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see how
and,
that
And that's
out,
what I meant at the beginning when I said I think the Biden-Harris ticket need to buckle up. I think it's going to be an interesting ride. But you'll continue to report on that, whatever happens. Anna, we appreciate you doing that. Good job today, and come back soon.
Will do. Thanks, Jim.
Anna Murray, ladies and gentlemen. eMediaWeb.com is her website. Check out her books while you're there. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. With a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.